Book 5. Introductions. Student Book, page 1. Listen to Boris and Betty.
I am your fine feathered friend. Welcome to Book 5. My name is Boris.
And I am Betty. Let's take a flight through Book 5.
Book 5. Unit 1. My Family's Story. Unit 1. Presentation. Activity 2. Student Book, page 2. Listen to the conversation.
What are you looking at?
It's my family album.
Whose wedding picture is that?
My mom and dad's.
They look so young.
They went to school together and got married after they graduated.
Is that you, the baby with the big blue eyes and no hair?
Yeah, that's me, 10 years ago. I was born on their wedding anniversary, March 10th.
What a way to celebrate an anniversary. I guess they can't forget your birthday, can they?
No, they can't.
Unit 1. Practice. Activity 7. Student Book, page 5. Listen. Say the chant.
My grandpa is a carpenter. He makes things with tools. My grandma is a teacher. She spends her time in schools.
My mother is an artist. She makes things out of clay.
My father is an engineer. He made a bridge today.
My cousin is a salesperson. He can sell you a brand new scooter.
His sister is a secretary. She's always glued to her computer.
Aunt Janet is a dentist. She fixes people's teeth.
My cousin Bob's a student, and so is cousin Keith.
Unit 1. Practice. Activity 9. Student Book, page 6. Complete Michael's family tree.
Can I look at the pictures in your family album, Michael?
Sure.
Who's this?
That's my younger brother, Rob. He's 7, and my older sister, Susan. She's 14.
And who's this?
Those are my parents.
I see your father wearing some kind of uniform.
Yes, he's a school bus driver.
He wears a special cap and shirt.
And what does your mother do?
She's a cook. She works in a restaurant. My grandparents are in this picture. My grandfather's a cook, too.
Unit 1, Little Book. The Most Wonderful Present. A Folk Tale from Turkey, retold by Judy Nayer. Student Book, pages 7 and 8. Page 1.
Long ago, there lived a king who had a daughter. The king was a good father. His daughter wanted to get married. So he and his wife decided to help her look for a husband. The king said, "The one who brings us the most wonderful present can meet my daughter. If she falls in love with him, he can marry her." People sent special presents to the castle. There were beautiful clay bowls, glasses, clocks, and coins. But not one of the presents was special enough.
Page 2.
In a small town lived 3 brothers. The 3 brothers decided to go shopping. The oldest brother was the tallest and had curly black hair. He chose a special glass to let you see what was happening anywhere. The second brother was the shortest and had long brown hair. He found a beautiful red rug. It let you fly anywhere.
Page 3.
The youngest brother had short blonde hair. He didn't know what to get. Then he heard a man say, "Lemons, lemons." He asked what was special about the lemons. The man said that if anyone is sick, the lemon juice can make them well. The youngest brother picked one of the lemons. The oldest brother looked in the glass. He saw the king's daughter, and she was sick. The second brother said, "Hurry up, we must go there." The three brothers climbed onto the magic rug. Soon they were at the castle.
Page 4.
The youngest brother said, "Take this lemon. The juice will make your daughter well." The lemon worked. The princess got well. When the king found out why the brothers had come, he said, "Thank you for the glass and the rug. But it was the lemon that made my daughter well. It was the most wonderful present." The princess fell in love with the youngest brother. So she and the youngest brother got married. Cousins, aunts, uncles, and all the relatives came to celebrate. It was the most wonderful wedding anyone ever saw.
This is the end of Student Book 5, Unit 1.